It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
And it's brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Greater Maine, the window and door replacement experts. If you're noticing a draft, if you see some of your old windows, they're sweating a lot, that means they're not working anymore. So this month, for every window you buy, get another one at 40% off, and then take another $250 off your entire project. Renewal by Anderson of Greater Maine. Get all the details at rbagreatermaine.com. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, my friends. It's Friday.
Yeah, yay. We made it.
Weekend's almost here, and even better, at least for me, it's Flugelhorn Friday.
Yes.
Love it.
And we were kind of teasing you a little while ago. You didn't mention a word of it yesterday, so I have no idea what angle you're going at.
Yeah, and I think this one is going to be tough initially, although I've said that before, and you guys have hit it out of the ballpark. But I am armed with three hints and an extra if you need it.
Oh, my favorite.
Okay.
All righty. Yes. So let me play it for you and see if anything comes to mind, and I will supply the hints for people that might be scratching their heads. Here we go.
Oh, my.
I think I have it.
Really? I think that's the longest one you've ever done.
Yeah.
No way. You think you have it already?
I do. Right. I'm going to wait for the hints, but.
Yeah, that is a really long one. Okay.
It's not a lot of changes there. It's pretty.
Right.
Even. So, I need to hear it again.
Yeah, it's and it's not really the melody line, but it's how the song starts, because the melody line would be too much of a hint. So, okay, here you go.
Okay. Wow, very slow tempo.
Yes.
I'm a little stumped.
Yeah. I think I heard it. I could be wrong, but I think I heard it right away, interestingly.
I'm amazed.
Well, we'll
so
see.
Here are your hints. 1980, this was the number two song for four consecutive weeks. It was blocked by Blondie and Call Me. So never made it to number one, but number two for 4 weeks. The artist's name has a religious connection. That makes sense, Sonny?
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, name of the artist has a religious connection. And the song title is the opposite of staying put when the anemometer isn't moving.
I love it. That's great. Just confirmed it.
Okay.
And here's a scientific clue, number four. The initials of the artist, there are 29.574 of these in a fluid ounce.
That's a good one.
You're really digging, but you know what? Thankful to your clues. Your clues help me. I mean, if you wouldn't mind playing it again for those that are still struggling.
Sure. Here we go.
You know what makes it really tough is you're playing just one instrument when there are several involved.
Yes.
And it was your clue. As soon as the clues clicked, I'm like, oh, I can hear it. But without the clues, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Yeah. So I have, and I'm sure Sonny is agreeing, Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind.
Yes, that's
exactly
what I said. Good job.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah. So the name has a religious connection with Cross.
Uh-huh.
It's the opposite of staying put when the anemometer, which is an instrument that measures the wind isn't moving, right? Like the wind. And the initials, there are 29.574 of these in a fluid ounce. That would be cubic centimeters or cc's. Christopher Cross. Let me play just a little snippet of it here on my computer and see if people can hear it.
Yeah. So.